In this bulletin, celebrations in Thailand after the rescue of all 12 boys and their football coach from the flooded cave. Australia's competition watchdog recommends a reset of the electricity market, and France into the final of the World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Thai Navy SEALs have confirmed all 12 boys and their football coach have been rescued from the flooded Thai cave. It comes 17 days after the team and their coach became trapped while exploring the cave complex in the northern province of Chiang Rai. Rescue operation head Narunsak Ossatornakan has paid tribute to Team Thailand, a nickname for everyone involved in the rescue.
Team Thailand, team government officials, private industry team and the media team that helped us, including the support from the whole world, we did something nobody thought possible. It's the first time in the world. It's our pride, mission possible of Team Thailand.
Australia's competition watchdog has recommended a complete reset of the national electricity market. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission says the sector needs reform to bring down prices. The ACCC has recommended that the government guarantee the construction of new dispatchable coal or gas power sources. Dispatchable power is power that can be used on demand and dispatched at the request of power grid operators. Energy Minister Josh Frydenberg has told Sky News the government will analyse all of the ACCC's 56 recommendations.
They've identified a particular market failure, and obviously on the basis of that recommendation, they think that we will get lower power prices, more competition into the market, and that's something that the government will carefully consider.
Priests in Victoria could soon face criminal charges if they fail to report child sexual abuse claims made in confession. The changes have been considered by the Andrews Labor government, which has released its response to the National Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse. It's accepted in full or in principle 293 of the 409 recommendations. British Prime Minister Theresa May says she's looking forward to positive discussions with President Donald Trump on his visit to Europe this week. It comes as Ms. May looks to unify her government after two senior ministers quit, citing her Brexit plans. Ms. May says trade will be a big talking point when she meets with Mr. Trump.
I'm looking forward to positive discussions with President Trump. There are a lot of issues that we will be talking about. Yes, we will be talking about the trade issues, and we're looking for the time when we leave the European Union, and we are looking not just to the United States, but to other parts of the world, such as the interest that we've expressed in the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
The British man poisoned with the Novichok nerve agent 10 days ago has reportedly regained consciousness. The hospital treating him says he's now in a critical but stable condition. It comes just days after his partner died. France is the first team into the World Cup final. They've defeated Belgium 1-0 in their semi-final in St. Petersburg. Belgium made a good start and had most of the ball, but France had more than double the amount of shots at goal. The game's only goal was scored by French defender Samuel Umtiti early in the second half. Umtiti says France is eager to avoid a repeat of 2016, when the country made it to the final of the European Championships but lost to Portugal.
We didn't win the Euro final, so that's why it's close to my heart now to reach this level in the World Cup. And I hope that is going to be different this time. I hope we'll be able to bring the World Cup back to France.
France will play the winner of tomorrow's semi-final between England and Croatia in the final, which will be played on Monday in Moscow. We'll now look at tomorrow's weather around the nation. Perth, sunny with a late shower or two and 21 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 15. Melbourne, a possible early shower tomorrow and 12. Hobart, sunny, 13. Canberra, frost with a possible shower and 10. Wollongong, a shower or two, 17. Sydney, similar and 18. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 18. Brisbane, a possible shower, 22. Cairns, partly cloudy, 27, and Darwin, a sunny day at a top of 31 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.